Dude, how are you? It is, as you know, Wednesday, right in the middle of the week. We best get trucking right now. Hi, I'm Gene Price. I've got some super country songs for you. Gonna start off with Mr. and Mrs. Rodney Crowell. Here we go. Such a Small World. It's such a small world, New York, not his kind of town. You know, New York cab drivers probably get a bad rap more than anybody else. Waylon Jennings told me about a year ago, he was in New York, said his cab driver was very courteous, very concerned about his welfare, even got him a pillow for his head. How about that? Of course, that was after he ran over him. But speaking of Waylon, he's got three buddies right here, Mr. Cash, Nelson, and Christopherson, singing about a silver saddle. Now, say, will be a lot of good stuff coming up, a couple of new ones, too. War singing about... I said Silver Saddle. That's an old joke somebody told me. Silver Stallion, obviously. They've got quite a video that cost a mucho dinero to make. They ought to fell gelt, I would say. Anyway, whether it's going to be in your area soon, only time will tell. Speaking of TV, on TV enforcing the law is seldom a problem. In real life, not so easy. In the military, the task of enforcing the law falls upon a chain of command. In most cases, it will be up to your commanding officer to enforce the law. That means the CO will have to determine if an offense has been committed and then what action is called for. Non-judicial punishment, court-martial, or administrative action, maybe an Article 15. Hey, the job of enforcing a law in the military, always very difficult. And it falls into the chain of command. So if you have any doubts, start with the person immediately. I guess your immediate superior can go from there and, you know, eventually get the job done. Here we go on the prize show for today. Glenn Campbell has got himself a winner. Even a blind man can know when he's in the sun.
Well, things have been going wrong long enough to know when everything's just right. In the dark, long enough to know when I finally seen the light. And I've been losing long enough to know when I finally have won. Oh Lord, even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. Well, I've cried enough tears. Recognize this feeling, though I smile. I've been bottom wrong long enough to know when I'm doing it in style. And I've been running long enough to know when there's no more need to run. Oh Lord, even a blind man can tell when he's walking in. What she
moving train, probably worn by Zsa Zsa or Liz. They do know. Matter of fact, Liz Taylor has a wash and wear wedding gown. Are you aware of that? Oh, yeah. She doesn't break it out that often, or hasn't lately, let me say. Hey, can I take a moment? You're popping here and just say hi. Everybody listening in over SEB Vincenza. Hey, it is so good to talk to you. And I hope that you join us each day. And if there's anything you want to hear, you let me know. I'll get it on for you. Soon as possible, I guarantee you. Here is the new and Lacey J. Dalton, Black Coffee.
Black coffee, blue morning, toast.
It's awesome. Singing about black coffee, which now they are saying is an aphrodisiac. You hear that? Yeah, really. I'm with elderly couples, so they say. I don't know. I drink mine. I have about six equals, two or three sweet and lows, and about a quart of milk, you know, in one cup. I don't know. It just runs over. Hey, how many of you folks out there are bugged by, have been bugged, maybe not so much now, by, no, not yet. Scott McQuaid coming up in a second. Have been bugged by an insurance agent, huh? Let me tell you something. This is true. My life insurance agent now is the guy before he became my life insurance agent was a garage mechanic. And it really shows, too. He just sent me his new calendar, 12 Topless Women on Crutches. Here is that song, Scott McQuaid. Old memory, Scott. Don't get too pushy now, buddy. You're just a newcomer. See if you like this one.
In the room and looked in your eyes, I thought for a moment that you were still mine. But then I remembered that it's been to dance with an old
see how well he does. There was kind of a test that they do. Many of the programming people, they'll send it out and ask so many people how they felt about this. And the song scored very high as far as listener popularity. Only time will tell if it's going to do it that way. Hey, you know, traveling space available is an important benefit for you and your family. But it's important to understand before you take off on a space aid trip that the Military Airlift Command can't guarantee you a seat, and they're not obligated to continue your travel or return you to your duty station. So before you go, make sure you're financially able to purchase commercial transportation if the need arises. Remember, it is your responsibility to return from leave on time. Here we go, a little bit of Highway 101, now going back about a year or so ago, and Do You Love Me?
Your hand in mine, could I hold you? Just
just say yeah. Jawohl. Wave a hand, huh? Meet me in the car, do something. Pretty good song, and it was a fairly big hit for the group that is enjoying one of the best old 12 months they've had in the last 12 months, so to speak. Right now it is time for Vern Gosden. Here's Vern, Rights in the Wrong Direction, his new single. Here with Gene Price on the Wednesday.
Well, your office called to say you wouldn't be long. Said, when did your boss get a jukebox of his own? When I called to see how long you'd be, they said you'd been long gone. You headed right in the wrong direction, but if you want to come home, well, you're leaving clues that any old fool could see. Honey, you're the fool if you think you're fooling me. If you want to go, just let me know. We can sure enough get it on. You're headed right in the wrong direction, if you want to come home. Or if you want to keep your home, you better straighten up your act. Honey, I can love you. I can even help you back if you turn around. Come on now, I just might not be gone. You're headed right in the wrong direction, honey, if you want to come home.
Through July 1st in Verona, Italy. At Sing Out 90, the DOD Show Choir Camp for any DOD student Europe-wide in grades 8 through 11. To find out how to be a part of this exciting, challenging, and most of all fun experience, ask your music teacher or school guidance counselor.
Here are two very wealthy young ladies, and they do look young. Matter of fact, they could pass for sisters and have on many occasions. Here the judge, Naomi and her daughter, Winona, and a one-man woman right here on The Price Show.
Keep my freedom in these modern
If he ain't true and steady, then he ain't in my plan. Cause I may want a man, woman, I want a woman, man.
Ladies and a one-man woman right here. Gene Price with you, whipping it on this... what is it? I get the days mixed up.
Today is Wednesday, kid, and it's a pretty good looking one. Why don't we play that song by the Desert Rose Band?
Desert Rose Band. There we go. Here is a song again. Here's another group that has a song on the way up and one still up in the top 30. Start all over again. Nobody likes to do that, huh?
Do I have to change my name? Another town, start all over again. Nothing seems to feel the same whenever you're around. You treat me like an old friend. You've been caught in vain under another name. Tell me, where does it end? Just who's the one you're looking for behind that unknown door? Should I start over again? Do I have to fake love? Do I
another town, start all over again.
something nobody wants to do, is to start all over again, unless, of course, you happen to be the star of the Mitchell Brothers movie, one of those that plays at a Pussycat Theater, and the director would say,
we've got take 15 coming up.
Okay. Well, at any rate, tell you what we're going to do. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to play for you a song by Christine and Janice.
I don't believe I know who they are.
Those are the sweethearts of the rodeo.
Oh, Janice Gill and Christine, her sister.
You betcha. Hey, you know, these days a lot of people are going the SurePay way. SurePay is the pay system that deposits your check directly into a bank credit union account. How about that? Now, when you're ready for a safe, efficient way to get paid, check with your financial institution and see if they accept direct deposits. Now, the SurePay program is a winner. Now, but be sure your deposit is guaranteed before you sign. All right, that's what you need to do. Here we go, those two sisters I promised you. This heart, these are the sweethearts. lovely lady here named Kathy Mattea and Life As We Knew It. Not that long ago, that was a pretty big song. Right after Murrow, we're going to look at a billion. Oh, yeah, it's a lot. We have ways of telling you how much it is.
You like riding in the country in my Cadillac. But when I try to kiss you, you keep on pushing me back. You say you like the party on the money that I earn. But you refuse to give me something equal in return. Don't look at me like maybe you don't understand.
On his Wednesday, and if you want to be my woman, I need some things in return. You know, you hear about Donald Trump, a billionaire, Merv Griffin, another billionaire. How much is a billion anyway? Well, we've done a little research here. Come to find out, here are some ways that will give you an idea of how much a billion is. A billion is the number of people who claim they were at Woodstock. A billion is the number of new food products made with oat bran. A million is the total number of donuts eaten by police officers in 1 year. And here's the one I like. A billion is the number of people who have seen Elvis at Kmart. Oh, gosh, you believe it? Well, at any rate, gives you perspective, doesn't it? Here we go with the Foresters and Lonely Love. Great song for these ladies.
I was so careless. I left you all alone when I was running the streets. And carrying on, you were so patient. You never said a word. You tried to hide all your tears and bury the hurt. I was such a fool, I didn't figure it out till I came home last night. Desperately
very unselfish ladies. I've mentioned this before. The first thing they did once they hit it, they went out and bought their mother a home. They weren't, obviously, not from a rich family. I think that's great. Anytime you make some money, you figure, hey, let me do something for the folks. If you had good folks now, you know, depending on what family you came from.
Yeah, if it's a Manson family, I think I wouldn't buy anything.
Good thinking. We have time for one more. I'm going to close out show with Ronnie Millsap in just a moment. Please, for one moment, do me a favor. Can you take this test? I've got a test for you. Try to touch your toes.
No, not my toes. Your. Try to touch your...
Go ahead. If you can't reach your toes, you may not reach 65. Can't you see him giving his test to Bob Lanier?
What, man? Are you kidding? No problem.
Well, let me tell you, if you, unless you're Bob Lanier and you have 22 and a half triple E shoes, you may have problems, really. If that sounds like a bunch of baloney and you can see, okay, you can substitute that word if you wish. Let me tell you something. It is not. You better think again. Many physical illnesses have few outwardly recognizable symptoms. More and more can be cured. Many of these, if they are caught in time. That's the whole thing. The severity, if it's caught in control, you could be in good shape. Get a physical right now. It's good for you. And what you learn truly could save your life. Going on out, as I promised, Ronnie Millsap, one of his earlier hits. The year was 1974, but it holds up well today. Here's Pure Love.
Pure. Baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Pure love. Baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine.
Song, Ronnie Millsap, going back a ways for that one right here. 1974, doesn't seem like that long ago, but it holds it well, would you agree? Hey, listen, that's going to do it. I look at the clock and I'm giving me the high side of the next room, and it's time to depart the premises. I'm Gene Price. Thank you so much for letting us join you. Wouldn't be any fun without you. Have a super day. Take care. Goodbye. God love you, and I hope to see you right here tomorrow. Bye-bye.